Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And we've currently heard that the GPML is a potential platform. We've heard what can the SICEM do to address this issue. But I have a long list of other initiatives and platforms that are also taken to combat marine litter on a global level. Just to mention a number of them has been the G7 Charter. We have an action plan under the G20 from 2007. Last October, there was a new platform launched by the Ellen MacArthur Foundation. And I think it would be useful to have a discussion on what are those platforms and what are they not. We have developments that has been alerted to under the International Maritime Organization, and in particular, my government has taken initiative under the Basel Convention. And how can we map what these initiatives are and what are the limitations? Because we are talking here that we need coordination, and coordination is important, but we need another additional layer to see where there are still gaps and what is the additional element that we need to address in a new global structure. I also think it's worthwhile to return and look back in history. And UN Environment got its mandate in 1972. We are approaching the 50th anniversary of a global environmental cooperation under the auspices of the UNEP. And if you look at the resolution 2997 from 1972, it clearly underlines that the UN Environment has a mandate to keep under review the world environmental situation in order to ensure that emerging environmental problems with international significance receive appropriate and adequate considerations by governments. So I believe that the United Nations Environment Assembly, now being the supreme body, if you want, with universal membership, is a well-placed venue to take further action on this. So my encouragement is that maybe we could ask the Secretariat to do a bit of a mapping exercise and present it in a tabloid format, please. Not a lot of pages and and in a language that even I can understand, not being an expert in all of this. But that looks at what we have in the GPML, what is the linkages to the process under the 2030 agenda. SDG 14 was mentioned yesterday. We have the Basel Convention. There has been a lot of discussions about the regional level, the regional seas, then SICEM. There is also elements that are relevant to the initiative taken by my French colleagues on establishing a global pact for the environment, and the two plastic charters that I mentioned, and the action plan under the G7 and the G20 are the ones that I have on my list. Thank you.